When fascism comes to America, it will be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross. Quotation by James Waterman Weiss, author of the 1933 book, Swastika, the Nazi Terror. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. Wednesday, February 10th, the American Federation of Labor founded the Building and Construction Trades Department on this day in 1908 as a way to overcome the jurisdictional conflicts occurring in the construction unions. 11 members of the Carpenters Union in Northern Ontario were shot by Spruce Falls and Paper Company suppliers on this day in 1963. Three died. The action came as the company was insisting on a pay freeze and 2 months of seven-day-a-week work. Thursday, February 11th, the industrial workers of the world led a rubber strike on this day in 1913. 15,000 rubber workers struck in Akron, Ohio, protesting a forced speed-up and low pay. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker announced he would call out the National Guard to deal with any unrest among state employees on this day in 2011. The threat came in the wake of his decision to unilaterally end nearly all collective bargaining rights for the unions. Under Walker's anti-worker Republican strategy, Wisconsin slid to last in the nation for growth, 44th economic performance, and 39th for business climate. Walker raised the state deficit from $137 million to $2.2 billion within 3 years. In 2015, Walker cut funds for all public services and education in order to balance the budget and pay for his huge corporate tax cuts. Friday, February 12th, John L. Lewis, president of the United Mine Workers and founder of the Congress of Industrial Organizations, was born on this date in 1880. In 1935, he pulled the UAW from the American Federation of Labor when the AFL refused to endorse industrial unionism. Lewis then formed the CIO, which organized millions of unskilled mass production workers into unions in the 30s and 40s. Mary Harris, Mother Jones, led a protest of working conditions in the West Virginia mines and was arrested on this day in 1913 at the age of 76. The miners lived and worked under a large force of company guards armed with Winchesters and three Gatling guns. Mary Jones was called the most dangerous woman in America by the U.S. government and others. She was dangerous to the established order because she was fearless in her defense of the oppressed working class. Saturday, February 13th, the first public school in America was founded on this day in 1635, over 150 years before the U.S. Constitution was written. A national 8-month strike by the Sons of Vulcan, a union of iron forgers, ended in victory when employers agreed to a wage scale based on the price of iron bars on this day in 1865. It was the first union contract in the iron and steel industry, and one of the first union contracts of any kind in the United States. Sunday, February 14th. The Western Federation of Miners struck for the 8-hour day on this day in 1903. The WFM was a militant union formed by miners from Butte, Montana, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Colorado, South Dakota, and Utah. They fought for fair pay, the 8-hour workday, and less deadly working conditions. Striking workers at Detroit's newspapers, out since the previous July, offered to return to work on this day in 1996. The offer was accepted 5 days later, but the newspapers vowed to retain some 1,200 scabs. A court ruling the following year ordered as many as 1,100 former strikers reinstated. Monday, February 15th, Susan B. Anthony was born on this date in 1820. She was a suffragist, abolitionist, union activist, and 8-hour-a-day advocate. She once said, "Join the union, girls, and together say, equal pay for equal work." This day in 1933 marked the signing of the original 11-state master trucking agreement involving 200,000 truckers, which formed the basis for the Teamsters Union. Tuesday, February 16th, this day in 1926 started a 17-week general strike of 12,000 New York furriers, in which Jewish workers formed a coalition with Greek and African American workers and became the first union to win a 5-day, 40-hour work week. All public schools in Milwaukee and Madison were closed as teachers called in sick to protest Governor Scott Walker's plans to gut their collective bargaining rights on this day in 2011. Walker got his way and gutted the union. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find.